Welcome to episode 37 of the Mile 62 podcast. I'm your host, Richard Elkins, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Hope everybody's been doing great. It's been about, 2 weeks since my last podcast. I ran the Bandera 100K a few weeks back, and went real well for me. I knocked 2 hours off my fastest Bandera 100K time. And it was a confidence builder. I went out to, on the first lap, the weather was good. It was cold. I guess it was about 33, 34 degrees. I just wore a long shirt. So I purposely started the race a little bit cold. And it paid off. A few miles into the first lap, I felt fine. And I was fueling with Goo energy chews, which I've been using for probably a year now. They work real well for me. I like all the different flavors, but they don't give them out at the race, so I have to buy them myself. And I usually carry two or three with me, and then I restock when either the drop bag, or in this case it's a two-lap race, so when I went back through the main aid station start finish, I replenish my supplies, but they work real good for me because they're really good on my stomach, and I don't have any digestion issues. They really work real well. I read about the guys that do the ultras up in the north, the Yukon Ultra and stuff. They use gummy bears and Cliff chews and goo as well. It kind of clogs up your system and also gives you a lot of fuel, so it's you're not going to find yourself, if you're eating a lot of these things, you're not going to be going to the you're not going to end up going off into the bushes or wasting time, those kind of things. So it really settles the stomach really well. And what I'd usually do is half the race, 100k 100 mile race, during the day, that's what I eat. I'll take some gels too. Like at Bandera, Stejas Trails race, I'll take the V gels, they call them. V fuel, I'm sorry. They're not bad. I was using those, and then also my goo, chews, as I mentioned, worked real well for me. And then at night I went to, more real food. Like I said in the last couple podcasts, ever since COVID started, all last year and this year racing, the aid stations just don't have very much, and they have to package it, and you're just not seeing some of the hot food that we saw before, like quesadillas and cheeseburgers, stuff like that. It's usually just ramen noodles, mashed potatoes, peanut butter and jelly. It's not bad, but, I prefer some other foods, at night. And they tend to run out. During my second lap, the aid station ran out of hot food. first lap went pretty well. I pushed it really hard and banked some time. And then went out into the second lap, so the second 50K. And I changed my shirt to an Exoskin shirt, and grabbed a few things. I carry one light with me all the time, but I grabbed my other light. I always have two lights at minimum at night, plus extra batteries. I've just had I had one bad experience one time where my light went out, and luckily someone let me borrow one, but I never will go through that again. You need to always have two lights with you, even if you have batteries, because you'll find out is, you need a light to change batteries. Got into the second loop and felt pretty good. And then about halfway through it, we started some light rain, which made it feel a little bit colder. And of course it was at night. But I felt pretty good. I had my Salomon jacket in my pack, my Ultra Spire hydration pack, but never had to pull it out. I just kind of roughed it. I knew it was getting colder because when I stopped at aid stations, and I was stopping at aid stations for maybe 30 seconds at the most, maybe a little bit longer if I had to fill my pack. But I was skipping aid stations on filling my pack. So usually if I didn't have to fill my pack, I would grab like a couple cups of Coke or Mountain Dew. It's funny, I never drink so fully leaded soda like Coke or Mountain Dew in my daily life, but boy, it just works wonders. I think it works better than anything out there. If you're not drinking Coke or Mountain Dew at aid stations, you should be. You know, people say drink pickle juice. I drink pickle juice sometimes, you know, but I don't have problems with cramping in my legs. Maybe I don't run fast enough. I don't know, but the Coca-Cola works wonders. Just makes your stomach feel well, good, and it's like, I don't know, it's like goo on steroids, you know. So it works really well. I was doing that, but made it almost through. I think it was a few miles from finishing the second lap, and two of the pros passed me, and so I knew I was doing much better than the previous year because they passed me much earlier in the second lap. And many of the other leaders didn't pass me. So I had a really good race, and the female leaders didn't pass me. So I was real happy about that. I was more happy about that than PRing by 2 hours because I knew that I really improved my effort on the Bandera 100K. This is actually my fifth time in the Bandera 100K. It's a race that I try to do every year. So did really well. Had a pretty hard recovery. I know I really put a strong effort into it because I really didn't get to run until about a week after the Bandera 100K. I did some biking, and of course I've been weightlifting every day. I have a full gym in my garage now, kind of my go-to area every day. I call it endurance lifting, as I've said before. So I think a couple days after the race, I was already lifting. And did some biking and then started running about a week afterwards. And so now my focus is Rocky Raccoon 100. So that's coming up first weekend of February. So I got about 2 more weeks. Trying to thin down a little bit more. And still lifting every day and biking and running. But the last week I will slow down some. I don't believe in tapering, so I'll run all the way up to the race, but I'll just take it easy, cut my mileage in half, not that much. Usually the last 2 days before the race, I'll, you know, maybe do 3-4 miles. And then the day before the race is usually a travel day anyways to the race. I usually don't do nothing that day. But that's what I got going on race-wise. So feeling good. Feel already recovered for the next race. You know, people say don't do an ultra every month, but it's okay for me. It's kind of my really long run for the month. I look at it as a training, part of my training block. Today, watched the Carbon X2 event on YouTube. Boy, it was really incredible. I didn't get to watch the first one last year because I think I was traveling for work, but I watched most of it today, and what Jim Walmsley did was really incredible. And I mean, you see, I don't usually need inspiration from anyone. I'm not one of those kind of people. I kind of inspire myself. But watching him during the last 5K really kind of inspired me. You know, it made me think, do I really put in enough effort into my races, my events? You know, Zach Miller also, you know, there's a Bill Yang video where he talks about how much he puts in the races. But when you saw Jim today really pushing all the way to the end, and of course he missed it by 11 seconds, but you know what? I wasn't disappointed at all. I thought he was a hero in my book. That was the most impressive performance I've seen in any sport in a long time. I was really proud of him. He really did a great job. And I mean, I was in my gym. I mean, I watched it in the house for a while. You know, it was long, 6 hours plus, you know. But the last 2 hours, I was in my gym in my garage, and I have a TV in there, and I had it blasting. I kid you not, the last half mile of that run, I was screaming at the TV. I was like, Jim, hurry up. I And you could hear Eric Sensman from the car yelling at him too. It was really so inspirational. I thought he had it. I mean, he had to, like, 2 minutes under the record for so long. And then towards the end, I thought it was going to be close, but I thought he'd get it by a few seconds. And then you can see him so close. And then suddenly, 15, 20 seconds passes on the clock. You're like, huh? But anyways, I wasn't disappointed. I was so proud of him. And he put in the full effort. I mean, basically, he fell down after the race. And then, he lost his stomach a couple times. And then he had ran into a fence, I think at about 50K, trying to pass somebody. He had a huge gash and bleeding out of his shoulder. It reminded me of the ladies winner, the lady that won Bandera 100K. About halfway through the race, she tripped on rocks and fell and broke her nose. And I saw the blood. It was like for a couple miles on the rocks. I didn't know who did it till after the race, and I saw stuff on social media. But someone at an aid station gave her broken half a tampon and stuck it in her nose, stopped the bleeding. She still won the race. And you think about it, she broke her nose, but, half her nose is not working anymore. Of course, she's probably breathing out of her mouth and her nose, but unbelievable. The guys that won, Ryan Miller that won the Bandera, that guy's a 2:14 marathoner, sub-4 in the mile. And he finished in about 8 hours, and I saw on social media that he slowed down 1 minute per mile in the second half of the race and still was gaining on second place. It's really unbelievable what these pros do. I don't know how they do it, because that course is all rocks, of course the top female fell down and broke her nose. Gives you an example of what they're running on. But, the Hoka Carbon X2 was really an incredible event, and they really do a good job putting that on. And I'm a big fan of Jim Walmsley and what he did today. I was really impressed. And even on letsrun.com, which is usually critical of ultra runners, they posted his last 400 meters and basically said it was a heroic effort. And I couldn't say it any better. It was. These are people that are mostly haters and always bashing ultra runners. And they even came out and said, man, that was incredible, because it was. So hats off to Jim Walmsley. What else going on with me? I've changed up my social media some. I'm just busy, and I'm the kind of person that if I'm going to do something, I want to do it well. And I think I had too many social media accounts, so I canceled my Twitter, and just today I canceled my Facebook. I had Facebook because a lot of race directors post pictures, and also some of the ambassador programs that I belong to are on Facebook, but I just don't have time for it, and I didn't have many followers because I don't put much time into it. What I found really works well for me is Instagram, and it's kind of the partner of Facebook, so I'm going to focus on Instagram and Strava. Strava, you're like, well, you post your runs on there and stuff. No, I also do a lot of other things on Strava. I post a lot of pictures and a lot of cool things from my running journeys are on Strava. So if you don't follow me on Strava, please do. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. It's at runner RWE. I can also be found on LinkedIn. It's a business network. It's under Richard Elkins Jr. You can find me on there. But as far as running, my main focus is Strava and Instagram. So, also, if you want to get in touch with me about, one of my podcasts or feedback, or would like to be on a podcast, or meet up with me in a future race so we can talk about something interesting that might be good for the podcast, let me know. You can reach me at runnerrwe@gmail.com. Like I said, my next race is Rocky Raccoon 100 miler. I do have history with Rocky Raccoon. About 2 years ago, I DNF'd there. I made it through 100K and then pulled out. I just didn't have it in me to finish. I was really beat up, and it was muddy and cold. I just wasn't in the shape like I am now. If I was in the shape I wasn't in now, I would have finished that race, because I did make it through 100K. So it's one of the few races that over the last few years that I've DNF'd, and I want to go back there and finish it. And Taos Trails does a good job there. My brother and his wife are going to be running there too. And also some of my other friends in the running community will be there. It's a Hoka event. It'll be neat. Some pros are coming to town, that sort of thing. So I look forward to it. I'm prepared and look forward to finishing that 100 miler. For March, I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing. I'm thinking about J&J again, but let's see.